A reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For the one who asks always receives. The one who searches always finds. The one who knocks will always have the door opened to him. Is there a man among you who would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread, or would hand him a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are evil, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the meaning of the law and the prophets." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, when I was young, I had a dream, which I still remember, that I was out with two young girls whom I was teaching at the time. They were about 13, and we were pulling up the roots of trees, looking for something precious that was underneath. And the tree, as you know, is the symbol of life. So somewhere in the midst of that, I believe that I was seeking with others something to do with life, key things of life. And this reading today has reminded me of it. But that's the beginning part of the reading. It's the end part of the reading, though, that I would like to focus on today. It says, "So always treat others as you would like them to treat you." Now, this is what's called traditionally the golden rule of Christianity. But the funny thing is, it features also in similar wording in all the other major religions of the world. And I'm just going to read some of them through now, slowly, so that we together can meditate on the richness of the search of all the major religions. These religions inspired by God and influencing people over so many centuries and millenniums. So first of all, Hinduism. This is the sum of duty. Do nothing to others which would cause you pain if done to you. And that's from the Mahabharata, chapter 13. In Jainism, it says, a person should treat all creatures as he himself would be treated. And that's from the Sutra Kripanga, 1.11.33. In the Chinese religion, it says, do not do to others what you do not want them to do to you. And that's from Confucius, Analects 15.23. Then in Buddhism, it says, a state that is not pleasant or delightful to me must be so all for him also. And a state which is not pleasant or delightful for me, how could I inflict that on another? And that's from the Sunyata Nikaya, with a large number of references. In Judaism, it says, do not do to others what you would not want them to do to you. And that's from Rabbi Hillel, Shabbat 31a. In Christianity, as we've heard read already, it says, in everything do to others as you would have them do to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Islam, no one of you is a believer until he desires for his brother that which he desires for himself. And that's from number 40, Hadith, the sayings of Muhammad. So in all those seven key world religions, the same dream or advice is being given in wisdom and faith. the golden rule. This is what we seek, that we can always treat others as you would like them to treat you. This is the wisdom of our faith and very much needed in our world today, where there's so many places of conflict, disturbance. God bless you all today as you seek to serve others as they would serve you.